Last week, the Senate Education Committee summoned State Superintendent of Schools Tony Smith over to the Capitol to answer a few questions. He leads the Illinois State Board of Education, ISBE for short, where he serves at the pleasure of its board members. Those board members were all appointed by Governor Bruce Rauner, a Republican. But if you'd walked in at any point during that committee hearing, it would have been obvious that the senators sparring with Smith were not Democrats, but Republicans. Take this exchange with Jason Berrickman, the senator from Bloomington.
This dialogue here is what I think has caused some lack of confidence in the work product that's coming out of ISBE.
By whom?
By lots of people all over this state.
Lots is a generalization. Specifics?
You want me to send you a list?
Yeah, I mean, you're quoted in the paper as saying we should stay out of the politics. We've only stayed in the law and in the language and in
our
role.
You just disputed that.
No,
we raised for you. Dr. Smith, with all due respect.
Which generally means I don't respect you, but okay.
So what were they squabbling about? In that moment, just five little words. The Board of Education wants to replace the term normal curve equivalent with the words cumulative distribution on pages 421 and 422 of the new school funding law. But that's just one of the tweaks Smith's agency wants to make to the massive law. What Republicans say they're upset about is the board's complete list of changes, about 20 in all. A couple of those, funds for preschoolers who need to learn English and a clarification regarding charter schools, could shift real dollars. A couple of others are just questions. Berrickman wants to know whether the rest are technical changes or policy changes. Meeting with reporters in a noisy corridor, he gets to the heart of his conflict with Smith.
The bottom line is he outlined a twofold role, one which is advocacy and another which is implementing the law. We need him to implement the law.
Some GOP senators go a step further. Illinois News Network, which is part of a conservative advocacy organization, has quoted State Senator Dave Severson of Rockford calling on Rauner to fire, quote, out of control ISBE leaders. But in a phone interview days after the hearing, Smith stood by his priorities.
We've defined in law, here are the things we know work for kids in all kinds of settings. And we've got districts that can provide less than half of it. And people are not outraged. That does hurt me. I mean, that is what breaks my heart. You see, I've been told I'm not supposed to advocate for public schools and public school children. And I just go back to, if the state superintendent isn't supposed to advocate for public districts and public school children, who is?
Schools have been getting the same money they received last year, but underfunded districts have been anticipating their share of the $350 million extra dollars promised in the reform legislation. Smith says his agency has been busy verifying a gazillion new data points required by this law and promises ISBE will finish in time for districts to get the extra cash before the school year ends. I'm Dusty Rhodes.